Hear that? Oil producers recognize it as the sound of a derrick pumping crude. For Texas lawmakers, it's also the sound of money pouring into the state's savings account, what's called the Rainy Day Fund. It's an emergency fund the state can tap if financial clouds gather, putting important state services at risk. The Rainy Day Fund was established in 1988 and receives most of its money from a tax on oil and gas produced in the state. Until 6 years ago, the fund had less than $1 billion in it. But this session, it's at more than $8 billion and is expected to grow. Last session, Governor Rick Perry, who wields a veto pen, resisted dipping into the fund when it was even bigger.
I happen to believe that the Rainy Day Fund must be used as an absolute last resort, not just as a quick fix.
And that was in a year when the deficit was so big, many argued the rainy day had become a full-fledged monsoon. Perry eventually signed off on spending just over $3 billion, about a third of the fund. So, what will the governor agree to this session? Lawmakers are already shopping their wish lists. That includes some Republicans who've been pretty cautious about raiding the piggy bank.
One of the things that I want to look at is that we take $1 billion out of the rainy day fund to create a water infrastructure development bank.
That's Republican Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. He carries a big stick because he runs the Senate. His development bank would loan $1 billion in startup money to utilities building new reservoirs at a time when drought and growth are threatening water supplies. Republican Senator David Dewhurst of Greenville wants to commit twice as much rainy day money, $2 billion, to the Water Development Fund. Dewhurst and Dewhurst agree another $1 billion should go to a similar fund to build roads. But Dewhurst, unlike many Republicans, is also calling for the use of rainy day dollars to pay for some public school programs cut last session.
I am embarrassed as a state legislator that there are school districts making, in some cases, very, very draconian cuts while we're sitting with almost $9 billion in the rainy day fund. I advocated spending more of it. We're going to spend the money anyway. The kids don't go away. We're going to build schools and hire teachers, or we're going to build prisons and hire prison guards.
Representative Dan Branch of Dallas is another influential Republican who says it's time to open the purse strings just a little. He says the state has ignored its infrastructure for years, and it's crumbling.
It's raining because we have underinvested to a point we're now going to cause our economy to stumble. You know, people are going to say, well, your taxes are low and your regulations are light, but it's really hot without air conditioning, or it's really bad without any water, and it's really bad without any educated workers in a knowledge economy, so we're going to go elsewhere. And so, I am into making sure we have solid, basic infrastructure, and I think we are at risk on the education, water, power, road front right now.
It's a good bet Democrats will want to spend more of the rainy day money than Republicans are willing to touch. Senator Wendy Davis, for one, wants to restore all of the $5.4 billion cut from schools. The Fort Worth Democrat proposes leaving a healthy balance in the account, but during the next 2 years, as oil and gas production pumps new revenue into the fund, Davis wants to earmark those dollars for education.
If we don't capture that surplus right now and direct it into public ed, we'll never be able to get back to where we were.
Davis believes it's a plan some of her Republican colleagues might just buy when the expected budget surplus is spent and the legislative forecast calls for rain. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.